This conversation is brought to you by foodpowers.com. Because knowing which foods work against you should be the foundation for your grocery lists, as well as your supplement and skincare choices. My name is Marissa Oden. Healthy foods made me sick for decades, but once I identified the culprits and stopped eating them, my everyday illnesses went away in days. Join me and others who share amazing stories of food powers.
Hi, this is Marissa Oden with foodpowers.com. Thank you for joining us today. And I have as a guest Heather Carter. Heather Carter is a Wimberleyite and a neighbor, and she has some profound paradigm shifts with food sensitivities, and she's here today to share her story with us. Welcome, Heather.
Thanks, Marissa.
Now, just to let people know, you're a green sculpture artist, you're a mother and a wife, and you're living off the grid in Wimberley, Texas, which I think is awesome.
Thank you.
if people want to find out more about you, they can go to heathercarter.info and check out your sculpture works and learn more about you there. And then also you do a lot of blogging at greenguru.org.
Yep.
And one of your most, well-known websites is you're a founding member and president right now of a online farmers type market, and that's called bountifulsprout.com. And so I've been using Bountiful Sprout, me and Joe have, for a couple years now, or a year and a half, something like that.
Yeah, at least.
And
yeah, we've been going now for at least 3 years, so we've got a good client base at this point.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And you guys are looking at expanding to in the Austin, Texas area.
Yes, we are. We
this
already
year,
have
probably.
Another location in Fredericksburg, and then we open in Austin in the next 6 months.
That's great.
Yeah.
And so part of the reason why I'm sharing this, I obviously want to let everybody know you're a real person, and but also to kind of give them an idea of your healthy, very conscious, healthy background that you have, and that with this new food sensitivity test, you had a paradigm shift in your health. And
yes.
Can you? I don't remember why you got the food sensitivity test. Can you kind of fill us in on why you got it? Okay.
Well, this all started back in August. Actually, last July, right before August, I was diagnosed with Graves' disease, and it's an autoimmune disorder that presents itself as like a hyperthyroidism. So I was losing weight. My heart rate was 120 all the time, even when I was sleeping. It kind of feels like you're having a panic attack all the time. And after a while, you start to get very sick. You lose weight. You feel like you just need to eat a whole meal right before you go to bed so that you can make it through the night because you're so hungry all the time. But it's not a good kind of hungry. It's like it's hard to explain. It's like a low blood sugar kind of hungry.
Mm-hmm.
So, I was going through that and seeing several different physicians. At the time, I started with one who was an immune, an endocrinologist in New Braunfels. And we went through the standard testing and found out that, yes, it was Graves' disease, and, you know, got all my numbers back and did several different tests. And the results said, well, you know, the doctor there said, you have a few options. You can either surgically remove your thyroid or part of it, or you can radiate your thyroid, which is basically swallowing a pill of radioactive iodine, and it kills your thyroid. And I didn't really like any of those options, so I kind of was shopping around for maybe some other doctor that could shed some more light on the problem, like
right.
as to why my body was attacking itself in the
right.
first place, and maybe not remove the organ that was in trouble, but try to save it by really fixing the problem instead of just kind of, it seemed like all of the solutions were, well, let's remove your thyroid. And
right.
that wasn't causing the problem. You know, we don't know what's causing your problems, but let's just remove the thyroid. So, yeah.
And Heather, you're a relatively a young person.
Yes.
Do you mind
yes.
sharing how old
yes.
you are?
I am 38. And yes, I am too young to be, in my mind, removing parts of my body that I'm not sure need to be removed. And
I'm with you, sister.
yeah, it seems like a necessary organ. You know,
it's right.
very important. And I was going to do whatever it took to at least try something else first, you know. That would be my last, I think my last ditch effort would be some kind of surgery if I had to, after years of trying other things. So one of the first things I did was I found this doctor in Austin, and she's, her name's Dr. Amy Myers, and she specializes in chronic illnesses that people have, like any kind of, she's basically, they call it, I'll come back to that. I can't remember what
Integrative medicine?
Integrative medicine or functional medicine.
Functional, okay.
And basically it looks at people that have a chronic problem and find out why that is. And her angle is that usually, almost 100% of the time, that someone has a chronic illness, either diabetes or something, it's from what they're eating. So this autoimmune disorder that I have and this chronic, you know, hyperthyroidism, I've actually came down with hyperthyroidism 8 years ago, and it went into remission. And so we're thinking it could have been Graves' disease back then, but it went away for 8 years, and then it resurfaced. So this is also considered any kind of autoimmune disorder is considered a chronic disorder. So right away she says, well, first thing we're going to do is we're going to get this food sensitivity panel done, and we're going to find out what it is that you're allergic to that you're eating. And while we do that, while we're waiting for those results, I want you to start immediately on the elimination diet so I can know physically how it makes me feel when I eat certain foods or get rid of certain foods.
And
I think that was the most profound change.
Okay, and so she put you on the food elimination diet, and can you explain for the listeners what that is?
Sure. The elimination diet consists of doing a basic, well, they say the first week you get rid of all sugars and all caffeine, and all white flour. You do that for the first week, and then the second week you start into the elimination diet, which is continuing that, but also getting rid of dairy, gluten, soy, eggs, corn, soy, what else? Oh, nightshades, citrus. So there's like a whole list of things that you also eliminate from your diet. You do this for 2 full weeks. So, I mean, it's not like you have to do this for 3 months or 4 months, and that would be agonizing. But also yeast, you need to get rid of yeast. But so I eliminated all of those things. So I took 2 or 3 weeks to do this process. And then after those 2 weeks, you pick one item at a time on this list, the first one being gluten, and you introduce that one item back over a 3-day period. So the first day of the 3 days, you actually introduce the thing back. You have it 3 times a day, morning, lunch, you know, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You have a serving of gluten, and it can't be just a piece of bread because bread also has eggs and yeast in it, you know, most likely. So you've got to choose a glutinous substance, like you bread a pork chop in some wheat flour, or do something
pasta.
Pasta. Have a big bowl of pasta with no dairy, because you're not introducing dairy, but just olive oil and salt on your pasta. And that's what I did. I chose, you know, very simple parts of gluten and add them back, and then you wait the next 2 days to see if there's any reaction, because most food reactions happen within 72 hours. Some of them don't happen immediately, and I guess that's what I was so astounded by, was it's not just a histamine reaction you have from food. You have all of these other systematic reactions all over your body, you know, like back pain.
Well, let's talk about that for a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, by the end of the second week, and before you introduce the gluten, how are you feeling? How are you feeling that was different than before you did the food elimination diet?
Well, before I started the elimination diet, I was feeling better because I had been on my thyroid medicine for a while. So the adjustment period had already happened, where they had kind of stabilized me through medication. So I was on medication.
Okay.
But I was continuing to have my, which I didn't really even notice at the time until it was gone. That's another issue that's really strange about the food elimination diet. I didn't even realize how bad I felt until I eliminated everything, and I felt so good.
And so at the end of
back in hindsight, yeah, in hindsight, yes, I was still having back pain. I was having swelling in my joints. I wasn't sleeping well. I kind of felt old.
Yeah, you know? This was before the food elimination diet, right?
Right, before the elimination diet, before I started anything.
And And so, and you didn't realize really that that was, you just thought that was part of being old. And this story sounds so familiar to me. you just thought you were old.
Every day. I'm tired every day at 2 o'clock. I can barely keep my eyes open. So I feel like I need caffeine or I feel like I need some chocolate or some sugar.
Yeah.
And those patterns in my day were just part of my life and they had been there for years. I just kind of assumed that that was the way it was supposed to be or that was just me, you know, then eliminating those things. I mean, it was pretty hardcore the first 3 days. I didn't feel too great. I kind of felt like I was detoxing or something, and I guess that's what I was doing. I was detoxing. I was probably having a little yeast die off, too, because I wasn't feeding my body any sugar or caffeine, and I was tired and maybe withdrawing on having my tea every day. But after 2 weeks, even just being on the elimination diet for 1 week and had given up sugar and caffeine the week before that, I felt like I was 20. I felt like I remember feeling in college.
Yeah.
Waking, bounding out of bed in the morning, sleeping so hard at night that you don't remember any dreams. You just remember hitting the pillow, going to sleep. And I haven't slept that good since I was 20. You know what I mean? I don't remember sleeping that well since college, you know?
Yeah. So my story is similar to yours because that's, you know, it took me 6 weeks to get there before I realized, oh my God, I left early this morning. I've been in stressful situations and physically stressful situations. And now it's like 9 o'clock at night and I came home and I start doing laundry and dishes and I stopped and went, I haven't been like this since I was 20, you know, you could work on. I mean, I literally worked for 3 days straight, you know, on films without sleep. You know, that's what I did in my 20s.
Right.
And after 6 weeks for me of being on the food, not on the diet, but following the food sensitivity test, you know, I felt like I was in my 20s. So I know exactly what you're saying.
Right. Now, you didn't realize how bad you felt until you felt good, you know?
Exactly. And,
yeah.
And so kind of give me a list of things that went away.
Okay, well, the first thing I noticed that went away was this chronic pain, this chronic back pain I used to have right below my shoulder blades, sort of in the middle of my spine there, below my shoulder blades, kind of right behind, I guess, your solar plexus, like right behind your heart, basically. Back there, I would have, right behind my stomach, I would have this chronic pain. My husband's always been rubbing my back. I always thought it was from, I've had two children, from carrying my children or leaning over a desk, sort of that curvature in your back that you're always kind of bending over. And I thought, well, I must have bent over too weird to, you know, for a long time washing dishes or picking up the kids. And every day I have this pain. And it got to be such a part of my life that I would just sort of ignore it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was some days it was worse than others, but it was always there, you know. That was one of the very first things to go away, which was mind-boggling because I thought, how could this be related to food? You know, I thought it was a structural muscular problem. You
right,
know?
Right.
The second thing that was so profound to go away was I started this diet when I was in the middle of the most severe allergy season for me, which is ragweed. Ragweed happens in October, November, and that's kind of right at the time. November 1st is when I started the elimination diet, and so I was on a prescription and a histamine because all the regular stuff doesn't even cut it when I'm have that severe of a problem. Within eight hours of eliminating all the gluten and dairy and everything, my symptoms went away so profoundly that I stopped taking the prescription and a histamine. And that was amazing because she had told me, she said, you know, most allergies, like just, you know, what people consider from pollen and all these other things, are actually made much more severe by what people are eating.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they were to eliminate the things they're allergic to, then they could handle what's in the air.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of looked at her like, oh, my God, are you kidding me? Because I just didn't believe it, you know? I was like, no, ragweed has affected me so badly for so many years, I thought, she just doesn't know what she's talking about that.
I know, it is. It's a total paradigm shift. It's like, oh, my God.
Yeah, and they're so right. You know, she was so right about that. So that was another really profound thing to go away. I had no idea how swollen my fingers and my joints were, like how my joints were always popping. Like my every time I get out of bed, I'd be like snap, crackle, pop everywhere. That went away. That joint pain, not being able to get my rings off my fingers every morning. That was just normal thing, I thought. I thought I woke up swollen every morning. I had no idea that that was from what I ate. So, yeah, it's been a profound change, and I think the most important thing that I have to keep telling everyone is I really didn't notice it until it went away.
Yeah.
You know, these problems just become a part of you, and you think, well, this is just how I am.
Right, yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was my experience, too, and so when you got your test results back, well, first of all, what do you know? Mm-hmm. Is it a ALCAT or a ELISA MRT? What test did she run on you?
It was an ELISA test. It was from Immunolaboratories, and I had several pages here. One's called the Immuno-1 Blood Prep, and it's an IgG comprehensive food sensitivity assay. Then they also did the IgG ELISA food sensitivity assay, and then they also did a IgA gluten antibody assay. So there were several, pretty comprehensive.
Okay, tests. So I'm not sure if I heard the first one. Did you say IgE on the first one? And then,
no, IgG. It's all IgG.
And then IgA.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
One's called the Immuno-1 blood print.
Okay. And how many foods were you tested for?
There are over 400.
400, okay. Mm-hmm. And did she also go for food colorings and additives and over-the-counter medicine like Tylenol?
This was strictly food.
Excuse me, not Tylenol, acetaminophen.
Yes. Uh-huh. No, this was strictly food.
Strictly food.
Yeah.
Okay.
Casein also.
Yeah. And then let me ask, would you prefer to be on the food elimination diet all the time, or would you prefer to have your test results and be eating by that?
It's actually been much more helpful to have, I would say they were both helpful, and I can tell you the reasons why I really think it's important to do both. But it was very helpful to get the blood test back, because until I did, it was like it galvanized all of my previous results from doing the elimination diet. And it also taught me a lot of things that weren't on the elimination diet to test. Turns out I'm a plus one on spinach, and I used to eat spinach all the time.
No, wait a minute. Let me stop you right
mm-hmm.
there. Okay, because
yes.
Some people are like, what?
What?
I know they're out there going, what? Spinach is bad for her? What? So just say that again.
Well, I had, when they tested my blood serum against 400 different foods, things like blackberries and spinach, sugarcane, coconut, cow's milk, garlic, things like that, tomatoes even, I reacted to. And those things, on the elimination diet, when you're doing the diet, you don't, you know, it says you can have all those vegetables, spinach, whatever you want. But it
right.
turns out I really should stay away from yellow squash and spinach and even garlic.
Right.
And there's no way to really test, you know, for that unless you do the blood test.
Right, right. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah. I'd be doing the elimination diet for like 4 years, testing all these things.
Right, right. I know. You did drive yourself nuts. So how sensitive are you to spinach? I mean, you said that was a one, but people don't understand what that is.
Okay, well, it says the increasing levels of antibodies are a plus one, plus two, plus three, and four. So it goes up to four on this test, and that just rates how allergic you are to those foods. So I was a plus one on 19 things, but a plus two on yeast. And I was actually a plus three, so severely allergic to eggs, turns out. And when I went back and looked at my food diary from the elimination diet, it turns out that the week that I introduced eggs back into my diet, which was, you know, in one day, for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, I had eggs. Within 48 hours, I actually, even on my thyroid medication, had a thyroid storm. Like, it affected me so profoundly that I actually had a thyroid storm. And, or I say almost a thyroid storm. I wasn't put in the hospital, but I had all of my symptoms come back, even on the meds, which was so profound. When I was on the elimination diet and I was keeping my diary, I actually thought it would have maybe I messed up on my meds. Maybe this has nothing to do with food. There was a lot of denial going on because I thought I can't be that allergic to eggs. You know, that's not a food allergy, having a thyroid storm. I mean, what is that? And mm-hmm. when I got the blood test back and compared the two, she and I both were in her office going, yeah, well, looks like you don't need to have eggs, you know, for a long time.
And as a double whammy, because the listeners don't know, but you have your own chickens, and you
yes.
and you so you're like you create you have your own egg garden, basically.
Yes,
egg
and,
farm.
And, you know, we would eat eggs a lot more than probably most people, because we do have chickens. I mean, I was eating eggs constantly. So, and a lot of
eggs are healthy. Eggs are healthy for you.
And they're so yummy, and they're in everything.
And they're humane, and they're, you know.
And the good news about, and I try to look at the positive in all this. It's hard to not get completely bummed out. But the good news is that when they did the test that showed what, you know, the whole leaky gut syndrome test,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
there were some proteins that existed in my bloodstream that probably shouldn't be there, that most definitely shouldn't be there. So it's possible that because I have leaky gut, that things are getting into my bloodstream, like the eggs and like gluten and dairy and all those things, that wouldn't normally be in my bloodstream because I have if I had a normal gut.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So repairing the gut is a whole other part of this thing that could, you know, it could solve this problem over a couple of years. I might be able to reintroduce eggs, but.
Got it. And
now,
just so the listeners are clear, you know, food sensitivities and adult onset food allergies, you know, these types of things, they have a root ultimately in something else. And, mm-hmm. you know, advise everybody to get tested for their food, because trying to find the root, the ultimate root of what's going on, to why your sensitivity is increased, why you've suddenly developed allergies, takes a while. So people can automatically just start the food elimination diet right away, see how they feel after a couple weeks. I mean, typically by the first week, if they cut out all the common allergens, they should feel better, like dramatically better.
Mm-hmm.
And then get their test score, and then you have to start finding, like, where eventually not everybody will want to do this path. I've started this path, you've started this path. What ultimately caused, you know, me to be so sensitive and to have such a bad reaction to so many foods?
The first thing is,
you know, part of that is normal. It's part of that is normal. Part of that is, you know, genetics. Part of that is, your case is leaky gut. And part of that in my case is I've got a lot of heavy metals in me, I've discovered. So I'm fairly toxic, not the most toxic of anybody, but I'm pretty high up there. And so, it's going to take me, I may be detoxing from heavy metals the rest of my life. Right?
Right, right.
So that process takes a long time. Leaky gut, I don't know that yet. I haven't done my leaky gut test, but that, you know, how long is that going to take you to heal the gut, do you think?
I really don't know. I mean, it's basically rebuilding the lining of your intestines. And that could have been damaged from years and years ago of me taking a course of antibiotics, or maybe over the years that I've had two or three courses of antibiotics. And the lining of my gut had never really been replenished. And that happens. That damage happens over years. So I'm assuming it's going to take a couple of years to get it rebuilt. I really don't know.
Yeah.
And to tell you the truth, I'm so allergic to eggs, it definitely won't be the first thing I try to
right.
reintroduce.
You're not, right, exactly. You're not going to jump on that wagon anytime soon. Yeah.
No.
Wow. Well, this is fascinating. We've got a couple more minutes. And so is there anything that we haven't talked about yet that you would like or had you know, intended to share that maybe didn't come up?
Well, let me think. The only thing that I really would like to share with people, and that's why I've been sharing my story, is there are so many friends of mine that are every day complaining of being so tired and not feeling themselves, and maybe always getting colds or always having allergies. Or they even tell me about their kid who has a cough for like 2 years. You know, they just can't get rid of it. And I keep thinking that somehow I have this really precious information that I want to share with them. And so, you know, if you put your child on this diet and found out what was causing them to always have chest congestion, it's probably not what's in the air. It's probably something he's eating. Or my friend that's always tired, you know, it seems like that too could really be from what they're ingesting. So I really hope that a lot of people go out and they, if nothing else, get the information. Dr. Mark Hyman was one of the first people that started this, I think, elimination diet. At least he's really one of the most published doctors.
Absolutely.
Dr. Mark Hyman is a really good resource for, even my doctor says, this has been adapted from Dr. Mark Hyman's, you know, diet is what she uses. So you Google it, find out what the elimination diet's about, try it. What's the worst that can happen? You know, I mean, you're going to feel, you could feel amazing afterwards, and then the choice is made for you. It seems like you're sacrificing a lot by changing your lifestyle and the way that you eat and maybe where you eat out. I take my own salad dressing now to restaurants. If we're going out and we're meeting a couple, I just kind of, in my purse, take my own little salad dressing because I can't have vinegar. And, you know, it's just one of those things. I'm adapting.
Mm-hmm.
And I can still be social. I can still enjoy outings. I'm trying not to look at it as a drag, but more like, wow, isn't it worth it to feel good?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's the best way to look at it. And, you know, definitely this audio is going up on the website, so send as many people as you want to go listen to it. I'm going to be directing people to listen to it. People will find it through searches. And, you know, the more people we can tell, because I'm motivated like you are, it's a radical, you know, my way of viewing the world has just shifted irreparably and will never go back. You know, most of a lot of what people are complaining about in their regular everyday chronic illnesses, you know, have to do with their food.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a, you know, a change. The benefits, the health benefits you get from it are just absolutely amazing. And of course, you know, that, is going to be different with every person. I have heard some amazing stories. You know, one friend who isn't willing to be recorded and share her information that way, she has, you know, she's going to the hospital all the time. You know,
wow.
And it's like, and had some really weird physical effects, and it was all from food. And she's like you, she can't stop telling her friends and family. A lot of them have gone on and gotten their food sensitivity test, you know, seeing the dramatic change in her. So we just keep on keeping on doing the best we can. Right.
Right. That's exactly right.
And one other thing I just want to go ahead and say before we leave, when people get their tests back, and I'm assuming you'll agree with this, but let me know if you don't. When people get their test scores back and they adapt their eating habits to their test scores, then you still want to keep in mind all the other good, healthy eating advice. Because that's what I did wrong. I said, oh, I can have potatoes. Oh, I can have pasta. And I ate way too much potatoes and way too much pasta when I just shouldn't have been eating that much starch every day. So
right.
when you get your food sensitivity test back, you know, you still want to eat as much healthy, organic, raw, fresh, you know, more fruits and vegetables than other, you know, carbs. You want to maintain those healthy eating goals and habits, but within the new context of the food sensitivity test.
Right, and really, it just adds up to being more simple in the way that you shop. You know, less packaged food, because there's so many ingredients, and having to read 20 different ingredients on a box is. There's going to be something in there that you may have a sensitivity to, or you won't even know the source of. And it's just really important to shop simply and live more simply. You're going to buy bulk foods. You buy whole grains. You have simple meals. You know, we have fish, and we have rice, brown rice, and we have a vegetable. And it seems a little boring, but it doesn't have to be. You know, it can be, it's nourishing. It's simple. It's actually a lot cheaper to eat like that too.
I find that meals taste better. I feel better after eating the meal. And so the simpler the meal, yeah. Well, we'll just let everybody find that out on their own. But yeah, that's another aspect of it. And people aren't going to get it until they're there. You know, I think.
Yeah.
All right. So Heather, thank you very much. Everybody, you can go check out Heather at heathercarter.info. Check out her wonderful sculpture art. You know, you will be very impressed, I promise. And then you've got a ton of articles on your blog at greenguru.org. And then, of course, if you're in the Fredericksburg, Wimberley, Austin area, make sure you check out bountifulsprout.com. That will be your online farmer's market, essentially, is what it is. And we buy all of our eggs through Bountiful Sprout. Joe can't tolerate grocery store bought eggs. I have no idea why. But the Bountiful Sprout, he can eat totally fine.
Well, we can bring you ours too.
Yes, yes. And now that you have extra. Oh, well, Heather, thank you again so much. Really enjoyed talking to you. And
you too.
We'll talk to everybody else next time. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
This conversation is brought to you by foodpowers.com. Thank you for listening.